Welcome back to the podcast for Ray the DA. Today we're going to continue our theme of talking about drugs and the problems and deaths they're causing throughout the Commonwealth. And a lot of the information that we'll talk about today come from an article from Kentucky Law Enforcement magazine. And the author of this article is a woman named Abby Darst. Heroin, Kentucky's new mass murderer. In the cornerstones of supermarket parking lots, in dilapidated public restrooms, at fast food drive-through windows, and even at grungy gas station pumps, Kentucky residents are losing their gamble on life. Star high school athletes, beautiful teenage girls, successful businessmen, parents with their children in the back seat have been found slumped over with needles, sometimes still in their arms. They are doped up and dead. This killing people in numbers that are unparalleled to anything else that Kentucky used or abused in our society. The culprit? Heroin. The massive heroin addiction seems to have grasped parts of the Commonwealth, especially northern Kentucky and Jefferson County, Covington and Louisville, where reports are that these heroin-induced deaths make up nearly 85% of those overdose drug deaths. Matter of fact, they take up about 85% of all heroin-related court cases in the drug area. Law enforcement and officers and community leaders are all struggling to keep up as they search for effective ways to loosen this drug's deadly grip on their towns and their citizens. For years, Kentucky has been battling prescription pill addiction. And through the legislature's crackdown on the pill pipeline from Florida, and they put pill mills and the corrupt pain clinics out of business, Kentucky's oxycodone addicts have been forced to find yet another fix for their intense opiate addictions. Cracking down on doctors handing out pills like jelly beans at Easter means that pills aren't so readily available anymore. So drug abusers do what they usually do. They move from one drug to another. And heroin is the thing these days. It's gotten so cheap they can buy heroin cheaper than prescription pills. Like oxycodone, heroin is an opiate, making it a natural and easy transition from a person already addicted to Oxycontin, another opioid. For example, in December 2012, the Louisville Police Department reported that the average price for a 40-milligram tablet was approximately $150, with many addicts using up to four tablets a day. That works out to a $600 a day prescription pill habit. Heroin, on the other hand, is available for approximately $25 a bag, meaning that a daily habit of four bags is $100. Despite the similar opiate origin of oxycodone and heroin, the drugs differ greatly in control. Prescription pills, legitimately created by large pharmaceutical companies, have very rigid standards. With heroin, you never know. You don't know how many times it's been cut or diluted. They used to take an oxycodone pill, and they knew what it would do to them. But heroin is like buying an oxycodone pill from some unlicensed pharmacist who has no idea what he's doing when he makes it. Because there is no control over the quality and purity of heroin, you can have an individual used to buying a half gram from one dealer, then gets a half gram from another dealer, puts it in his arm, and 10 minutes later, he's dead. An upsurge in overdose deaths and hospital admissions can be the mark of heroin moving into an area. The sole hospital provider for Northern Kentucky, St. Elizabeth's Healthcare, saw a 77% increase in emergency department overdose admissions between 2011 and 2012. In Northern Kentucky alone, between June and August 2012, the Kentucky Medical Examiners reported 51 overdose deaths, 42 of which were from Boone, Kenton, and Campbell counties, all of whom are on the river right across the road from Cincinnati. The growth of heroin use and its availability is staggering. In 2008, Louisville reported only 32 related arrests for heroin. By 2010, that number quadrupled to 120 arrests. And as of November 24, 2012, the Louisville police had arrested 676 individuals on heroin-related charges just that year. Likewise, their heroin seizures have skyrocketed. A little more than 123 grams of heroin were seized in 2008. Compare that with the almost 29,000 grams of heroin in 2011. We know the problem, but getting a handle on it has proven to be much more difficult than that of prescription pills. For the lucky users who escape death, they are the root of a wave of other criminal activity that are plaguing these Kentucky communities. Louisville's Narcotics Division reported they've seen a dramatic rise in heroin-related crime, drug-related crime for that matter, with an estimated 60 to 80% of the property crimes being committed by heroin users, stealing property to sell or pawn to support their habit. And the story is the same in Northern Kentucky communities. They're not your typical burglaries, where they ransacked a house and stole a TV. They were going to specific locations where a specific gun collection was stored. They walked past laptops and even cash. They are targeting family members because they know what's there and where it is, and family members are reluctant to turn family members in. They're all very similar. They're going for jewelry. Three of the last four burglaries they worked in Northern Kentucky were drug related. The first two things they look for are jewelry and pills. Jewelry is easy to pawn without having too much information. Northern Kentucky has also experienced theft from vehicles and armed robberies, which also points back to heroin abusers stealing to support their habit. They'll do anything, absolutely anything, to get the drug, officers say. That's where prostitution comes in. Girls know they can prostitute and make $50 a john. These are beautiful young girls that head the world. Now they trade sex for heroin and are doing prostitution to support their habits. Prostitution is a big crime that police have targeted because they're doing it because they're already addicted, not because they want to. It's not necessarily a life choice. In turn, prostitutes tend to know everything that's going on in the city. They are the eyes and ears on the street. If there's a homicide within a few blocks, a prostitute will know who's involved or have heard someone who's involved. They are a huge source of information, and we're targeting them for those reasons as well. because we can drive a lot more information when they choose to cooperate, seek treatment, and get help. Kentucky's heroin issue does not have the same face that most would expect. Demographically, it's across the board. Men, women, inner cities, suburbs, affluent families, everybody. There really isn't a part of the region that isn't touched by it, and it's frightening, really frightening. We're not just seeing people that are lying in the gutters that are addicted to heroin today. It's completely different. It's cheaper now than pot, and apparently the first few times the buzz is really good, very intoxicating, but after that it's just about getting well. That's the horrible thing about it. Soon they're not so much doing heroin just to get high as much as to get well, to keep their feeling of normalcy and keep from the pain of withdrawal. Too much heroin can kill you. Going through withdrawal can kill you. But it's with the steady supply of heroin that the addict is desperately looking for his next fix. We have got to deal very strongly with this scourge of heroin, Kentucky's next mass murderer. Thank you for listening. I'm Ray the DA, and we'll see you next time.